I invite you to turn, if you would, please, over to Mark chapter 16. Appreciate that song, ladies. Mark chapter 16. I'd like to read verse 1 through verse 8. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher?" And when they had looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, and tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Has everything in your life met your expectations? Or has some things failed to live up to the hype? Or perhaps other things exceeded your expectations? When I was very young, I remember bothering, nagging, you know how all that is, my siblings until they responded, usually in a very negative way. And I recall my dad telling me, "You can dish it out, but you can't take it." Well, that is, I was getting more back than I had expected, and then I didn't like it. Similar to that, we have a modern phrase that says, "Don't bite off more than you can chew," or "Don't get in over your head." These things remind us that sometimes we will get more than we expect. Certainly, this may be applied in the negative or in the positive. Negatively, that we don't like it and we don't want it. Positively, we usually will be glad to receive it and we'll be happy about our fortunes. For example, you took that special task at work and found out that it was more work than you thought and just way too much trouble. You regret volunteering for the project. On the other hand, you willingly helped your neighbor do some work and you knew you were going to get paid, but when you opened up that envelope, you took great delight in seeing the large amount of cash. And yes, it was more than you expected. Well, the same things may be true in the spiritual realm. You start going to church and not really knowing what to expect. You make a profession of faith, but you aren't aware of the impact that it should make upon your life. You join a church, but you fail to examine what your obligations would be. You accept a ministry position, and what a great blessing that is, but you soon find out that it also takes a lot of time and effort. Simply put, you got more than you expected. Now remember, sometimes that is a very good thing. Now our text speaks of some ladies who got more than they expected. Thus, it is my objective to express to you these truths, but then make an application to you and to me. And further, we consider that about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I submit to you that there's more than meets the eye. I submit to you that we get more than expected. And I trust this will make more sense to you as I unfold the message. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege of being in your house and for those that are here. And we ask that you would just speak to our hearts and that message which you've laid upon my heart for your people. I pray that you would work it by your Spirit in every soul today. We pray if there's any here that's lost that you would convict them of their sin. And Lord, they may have come expecting just to come to church, but Lord, you can do so much more than that today. And we pray that you would do that, saving lost. And we ask you to strengthen the saved and bless the word as it goes forth. We love you today. We honor you. And we pray that everything that's said and done would be for your honor and for your glory. We commit it to you and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to think from this passage, and really my text will be focused more on verse 16, but we'll cover throughout the passage here the matter of more than expected. And so the first thing I want to bring to your attention is the expectation of these people. What we find, if you glance at chapter 15 and look at verse 47, Their idea after Jesus was crucified was they wanted to come and they wanted to visit the grave after the Sabbath day. So chapter 15, verse 47 says, "And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joses beheld where he was laid." Now, why'd they do that? They did that because they knew that after the Sabbath day, they were coming back, and that's what they were expecting to do. Over in Luke chapter 23, in a parallel passage, let me read this to you. It says, "And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid." Why? They were intending to come back and visit. That's what they expected to do. And they were coming back for the express interest to further prepare the body for burial. You'll find in verse 1 of our text, "And Mary, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome," look what happens. "They brought spices that they might come and anoint him." Before he was buried, they said, "We want to make sure where he is and how he is, and we want to see what's going on, so then afterwards we can come. And we're going to further anoint." You say, "Well, why further anoint?" Because in John chapter 19, it says in that text over there that they took the body of Jesus and they wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. So he had some preparation prior to his burial, but not enough in their opinion. So they saw where the body was laid. So in that parallel passage in Luke 23, it says, "And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment." So what do we find the expectation of these ladies? They went to see where he was. They were intending to come and anoint him further. We also find in the passage in our reading in verse 3 that they expected to get some assistance to roll away the stone. They read in the text, who's going to roll away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? They expected this is going to be a problem. This is going to be a stumbling block. And of course, then we know that as they were coming, their expectation was they were expecting to find Jesus still in the grave. Now that's the key point that you understand right here. When they were coming, they didn't expect a resurrection. They didn't expect what they got. They expected to find him there. They were going to anoint the body further. That's as simple as it is. That's their expectation. But what did they really find when they came? And just like we are, as we go through life, we expect certain things. And when we arrive at those events, it doesn't always unfold the way, what we expect. And so they expected some things. What did they find? Well, we know, if you glance at verse 4, we won't read the text again, but the grave was open and accessible. They knew this was going to be a problem. When they show up, it's already gone. The stone's rolled away. Well, that's something already solved for them. No problem. We'll go in and anoint the body of Jesus. Well, when they did, they certainly came into something that they didn't expect, and that was they met an angel. And you glance at that in verse 5, it says that there was a young man sitting there on the right side. That is an angelic appearance. They didn't come to anoint the body expecting to see an angel, but they did. And the Bible does tell us that sometimes people entertain angels unawares. And if I've ever met an angel, I don't know that I have. But they understood this to be an angel, and they didn't expect that, but there he was. They got more than they expected right away. They got to see this angel, and the angel gave them a message. And of course, they were coming to anoint the body of Jesus, so they expected him to be there, but what did they find? They found an empty grave. Verse 6, "He said unto them, Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified." Yes, that's absolutely true. He was buried too. But it says, "He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." What did they come looking for? The body of Jesus. What did they find? They didn't find the body of Jesus. The expectation was not what they found. And so they found an empty grave. They weren't counting on that, but that's what was there. Now I grant you, as you read the gospel accounts, Mary remained in unbelief. Even though the angel had expressed, "He's not here, he's risen from the dead," she had trouble with that. In fact, if you'd like, you may turn over to the book of John chapter 20. I'm going to just make a couple quick references here. But Mary, after she sees this vision, she's still scratching her head trying to wonder what's going on here. What she did is she went and reported the body missing. Somebody took it. John chapter 20, verse 2, it says, "Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved." So she came to Peter and John. "And saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." What's in her mind? we're going to go anoint the body, but he's not here. Somebody took him. Despite the angelic vision and the understanding that he's not here, he's risen, they just, well, he's gone. Down in verse 15, when she returned back to the grave, she ended up meeting who she thought was the gardener, which of course was Jesus Christ. And look at verse 15. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. She still thinks Jesus is dead. She came to the grave looking to anoint him, but he's not there. Now, what? Somebody took him. Where'd he go? What happened to him? And of course, we know that they all learned that Jesus was alive after this. And oh, what a glorious thing. You go back to our text in Mark chapter 16, if you departed from there. And we'll not read the verses, but Mary understood that Jesus was alive. As Jesus speaks to her there, she certainly recognizes that it is Jesus Christ. In verse 9 through verse 11, he appears to her, and she, of course, is excited about that. And I'll tell you, she wasn't counting on that when she left the home that morning, was she? She was expecting to find a dead body. And then, after the body was missing, she was expecting somebody had him somewhere. But then when she found him alive, oh, what a thrill, what a joy, more than she expected ever in her life. And so Jesus revealed himself to Mary. And then the two on the road to Emmaus, you can look again in Mark chapter 16, verse 12 through verse 13. Just a brief account there. Those two on the road to Emmaus, Jesus appeared to them. Later that night, over in the book of Luke chapter 24, it talks about how he appeared to the 10 apostles up in the upper room. And this demonstrated that he was alive. Later the next week, finally, Thomas, on the eighth day later, John chapter 20 records for us that he revealed himself to Thomas. And then, of course, chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians tells us that to many more, even up to over 500 brethren, at one time saw that he was alive. But at the beginning, nobody expected that. Nobody understood that. They certainly didn't get that when they were headed out to the tomb. Their expectation was one thing. What they found